Prometheus Inc. was a fairly recent success story. Not quite 6 years old, it had a reputation for dependability and savagely undercutting prices, which made it the company that supplied some 12% of the Nightside's electricity. So the recent sudden outbreak of sabotage and destruction inside the closely guarded power plant could not be allowed to continue. Walker made that very clear. Walker represents the authorities, the shadowy people who run things here, in as much as anyone does, or can. He sends the occasional job my way, when it suits him, because I am quiet, dependable, and entirely expendable. I stood in the shadows at the end of the street, quietly studying the hulking edifice that was Prometheus Inc. It wasn't much to look at, just another great tower block of glass and steel. The top floors were offices, administration and the like. Middle floors were laboratories for research and development, and the bottom floor was public relations. The power plant itself, that modern wonder of efficiency and incredible output, was supposedly somewhere underground. I say supposedly, because as far as I knew, only a handful of people had ever seen it. The whole thing was automated, run from a single control center, and even after 6 years, no one had any idea of what it was or how it worked. And it's not easy, keeping secrets in the Nightside. The whole Prometheus Inc. success story had happened while I was away, trying and failing to live an ordinary life in the ordinary world. Now I was back, and I was quite keen to see what was being hidden under the surface of Prometheus Inc. I like knowing things that no one else does. It's helped keep me alive down the years. I strolled out of the shadows and headed for the office building. There was a small army of security men and rent-a-cops surrounding the place, and those nearest the main door lifted their heads and paid attention as they spotted me approaching. An awful lot of guns zeroed in on me, and the sound of safeties clicking off was almost deafening. If I'd been anyone else, I might have been worried. I came to a halt before the main door and smiled at the rent-a-cops arrayed before me, in their wonderfully striking uniforms of midnight blue with silver piping. I nodded to the officer in charge, a tall and somewhat overweight man with cold, careful eyes. He held his ground, and his gaze didn't waver, though behind him we could both hear his men whispering my name. Some of them crossed themselves or made ancient warding signs. I let my smile widen just a little, because I could see it upset them. Ever since I tracked down the Unholy Grail and stood off two armies of angels to do it, my reputation had been going through the roof. Mostly nonsense, of course, but I did nothing to discourage the rumors, particularly the nasty ones. Nothing like a good, or more properly speaking, a bad, reputation to keep the flies off. "I'm supposed to ask for identification," said the officer, "and shoot anyone who isn't on the approved list." "You know who I am," I said calmly, "and I'm expected." The officer relaxed a little. "First good news I've had all night. Hello, Taylor. I'm actually glad to see you. This whole business has my people seriously spooked." "Has anyone been killed?" I asked, frowning. I understood this was just a sabotage case. "No deaths as yet, but a hell of a lot of casualties," the officer scowled. "Whoever's tearing this place apart doesn't give a damn about anyone who gets in his way. I've lost 40 of my people in the last 3 nights. I still haven't got a clue as to who's behind it all. No one ever sees anything until it's too late. I've had this place closed up tighter than a duck's arse, and still the bastard keeps getting in." "Inside job?" I asked, to show I was paying attention. "That was my first thought, but there hasn't been anyone in here for a week. The boss sent them all home when the problem started. He's the only one left in the building. I ran the usual security checks on the staff anyway, just in case, but nothing showed up. Most of them haven't been around long enough to work up a serious grudge." "So what's freaking your men?" I asked quietly. "If they were any more on edge, they'd be shooting each other." The officer snorted. "I told you, no one ever sees anything. I've got saturation coverage around the building, CCTV inside, and infrared and motion sensors working. And whoever it is comes and goes without setting off any of them." There are a lot of things in the Night Side that come and go as they please, I pointed out.